with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on President Biden's new student loan relief plan.
People familiar with the plan say it will cover new categories of borrowers. The unveiling will come nearly a year after the Supreme Court foiled his administration's first attempt to cancel debt for millions who attended college. Biden will detail the plan in Madison, Wisconsin, on the flagship campus of the University of Wisconsin. Much of the specifics that Biden will discuss have long been telegraphed through a negotiated rulemaking process at the Department of Education. Officials believe that puts the plan on stronger legal footing. Norman Hall, Washington.
A new Associated Press poll finds that Americans think a president's power should be checked unless their side comes out on top.
Would it be a good thing or a bad thing for the next president of the United States to take action on the country's important policy issues without waiting for Congress or the courts? A new poll from the AP Newark Center for Public Affairs Research asked U.S. adults this question. We found that when a specific candidate's name was not mentioned, only about 2 in 10 U.S. adults said it would be a good thing. However, Republicans and Democrats were both more likely to accept this type of unilateral presidential action when asked about a scenario where their party's presidential candidate is elected in 2024.
Senator Ron Johnson accusing Democrats of remaining committed to what he calls a radical agenda, even when it's unpopular with most American voters.
What blows me away, for example, on the border, they know the border is a potent issue, and yet they're doing absolutely nothing to secure the border because they're so committed to an open border policy. And
Senator Johnson told the Salem Radio Network, long gone are the days when Republicans and Democrats could find some common ground on a great many issues. A transformation, he says, is taken place over just the past few decades. This is SRN News. A legal victory for religious freedom in the federal courts. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A South Texas woman is suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office and the county after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Lizelle Gonzalez seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed for 3 days after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room in January of 2022. This is SRN News. America's employers added 303,000 workers to the payrolls last month, but are the numbers all they appear to be? Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antonio.
We continue hemorrhaging full-time jobs. On net, we're actually losing full-time jobs. We lost several thousand last month. We gained almost 700,000 part-time jobs.
Meanwhile, Gus Fouché, who is the chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group, says he does not expect the Federal Reserve to cut rates at its next meeting in a few weeks.
They want to see more of a slowing in inflation before they start to cut rates. That being said, I do think that we will see rent growth slow in particular over the next few months, and that will give the Fed the confidence to cut interest rates when they meet in June.
The unemployment rate dipped in the latest report down to 3.8%. It had been 3.9% in February. Breaking news at townhall.com.